Welcome to the e-commerce coffee break podcast. Today we revisit the episode with Lindsay Kolinsky, director of marketing of Okendo.io, and discuss store features that help you turn customers into superfans and how to maximize the purchase experience with quizzes. So let's dive right into it.
This is the e-commerce coffee break. A top-rated Shopify growth podcast dedicated to Shopify merchants and business owners looking to grow their online stores. Learn how to survive in the fast-changing e-commerce world with your host, Klaus Lauter, and get marketing advice you can't find on Google.
Welcome to the episode of the e-commerce Coffee Break podcast. Today, we want to find out what kind of store features help you to turn customers into superfans and how to maximize your post-purchase experience. With me on the show today, I have Lindsay Kolinsky. She's the director of marketing at Okendo.io. She has 5 years of e-commerce experience and has worked across various go-to-market functions, including sales, customer success, partnerships, and marketing. Lindsay is passionate about relationship building, storytelling, and turning complex ideas into relatable concepts that everyone can understand. Okendo, obviously, is very well known for their review solutions, but they do much more than this. So we want to dive a little bit deeper into that. So let's welcome Lindsay to the show. Hi, Lindsay. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you on the show. Lindsay, Okendo is a well-known brand within the Shopify ecosphere and mainly for the review solutions, but you do a lot of more things. Now, let's find out how you can turn a customer into a super fan with the different features that you offer. Maybe give me a background. What's the best starting point to basically get someone to become a super fan?
Yeah. I mean, the way we look at super fans, right, is that is your ideal customer. They're there already. They're the ones that are already loyal to your brand. You've worked so hard to kind of get them to that point, whether it's through your product, your great experiences that you offer, you know, customer service, all of those things combined that you're doing to get your customers to be loyal to you, to retain with your brand. And it's really about getting those customers to be your best marketing channel. So they probably already, you know, are doing some level of word of mouth, talking about your brand to your friends, but it's really about amplifying that, making, you know, their point of view visible to other people as well, not people just immediately within their direct network. And then, you know, on top of that, just giving them an incentive to keep talking about your brand. So for us, it's you have these customers, let them help you build your brand, grow your brand, and drive revenue. So that's what Okendo is all about. Like you said, we're really well known for our reviews product. But within the last, I'd say, year or so, we've really transformed into a customer marketing platform so that we can help brands, you know, again, accelerate their growth with their super fans. So we have a surveys product where you can do NPS or marketing attribution, collect third-party data. We have a referrals product, which is, again, really built off of that brand advocacy, that word of mouth, getting your existing customers to tell their friends about you. And then last week, we just released our quizzes product, which is really focused, again, on getting people to your site to the right product for them, you know, personalized product recommendations based on their needs. And again, ultimately on the front end, that's going to create a super fan later when you're making sure that they're buying the right product for them. So that's kind of how at Okendo we think about super fans and why every brand in the Shopify space should really be thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, reviews obviously speaks for themselves. Let's dive a little bit deeper into quizzes and surveys. I haven't spoken much about that on the show in the past. I'm quite curious of how do you build a quiz that's engaging and that sort of speaks for the brand? What's the process? How to get started with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to think about a quiz, again, is just kind of backtracking a little bit. So you want to make sure that you are helping get your customers to the right products based on their needs. So, you know, you can kind of think about it as, you know, what's our most popular product line to start? And what are the different types of, you know, variants within those popular product lines? So say I'm a hair care company, you know, shampoo, or you can even go a step deeper. I want to help them build a routine. So it's a combination of shampoo, conditioner, whatever other hair gel, you know, anything else that you might want to use. And you kind of just have to think about what are those variants and what are the different ways we've built the product? You know, who are these products for? And then kind of think about the questions that will help you identify which customers would be best for each product. So thinking about, again, if you're, you know, a hair care brand, you know, where do you live? What weather temperature? Are you in dry heat? Are you in humidity? Do you have frizzy hair? Do you not? You know, asking those questions. And then at the end, essentially in the backside, we have conditional logic. So you can build those questions and say, okay, if you've answered these things, this is the product we'd recommend. Or, you know, maybe skip this question because it's not really relevant, because based on really the answer to this one question, we know what they're going to do. The other great benefit of a quiz that I think is really important to mention is that while you are guiding customers to the right product, once you do those product recommendations, we have a really simple add to cart button. So that's really how you're going to help the conversion, by making it easy to not only recommend what's right for them, but make it easy for them just to add and continue their purchase. But the additional benefit too is you're collecting all this zero party data about your customers with these questions. So it's kind of twofold, where the customer is getting the benefit of a really personalized experience, and the merchant is, of course, getting higher conversion and being able to deliver a personalized experience, but they're also getting data that's going to help them continue to keep that customer later on. So now I know this customer, you know, lives in dry heat, has issues with frizz. I can continue to, you know, not only recommend them other products, but deliver them content that's relevant. You know, how do you take care of your hair in this heat? Here's some tips. All these things that are really going to help these brands, you know, build better relationships with their customers over time. Just having this data available to them is a huge advantage to a quiz as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit to me, if you go to a very good restaurant and you have a very good waiter, and then he basically tries to find out what you actually really like, what's your taste is, what your preference is. And the next time you come back, they already know. And they basically continue where you left off with the last visit. Now, you said that you can continue the journey after a quiz on other levels, like content marketing. How do you do that? Is there any kind of connections to other systems, or how does that work?
So in Okendo, we have what we call unified customer profile. So essentially, you know, all of the data that you're collecting from a quiz, all those same questions that I just asked on a quiz, you can also collect and ask in a review. So similarly, we have what we call customer attributes. And, you know, while you're leaving the review, you can say, what kind of hair do you have? Where do you live? Again, all of these same questions you can collect in different places. You can also collect it in a survey as well. So you can, you know, at the end of someone post-purchase, right there, you can ask them, you know, all of these questions. So essentially through all of these, you know, different tools that we have, then you'll get the unified customer profile, where you basically have all this information one-to-one about a customer, their preferences, their needs, their demographics, events that have taken place, just in how they use the tools. And then you can sync that to your ESP, your SMS platform of choice, and use that for segmentation. So you could do it for bigger segments. Again, if you're, you know, really strong in that personalization and that content engine, you can do, you know, more one-to-one personalized marketing. But really, we're kind of helping you aggregate and collect that zero-party data, so that in all of your other marketing campaigns, you have that really strong base of information about your customers.
Let's have a look, but on the technical side, how do you build your quiz, your survey? Is this the Shopify app? And how many steps do you need to go through before you can get it, set it live to the public?
Yeah, so everything is built within the Okendo app. So obviously, you know, you install Okendo on your store, and then we have a quiz builder within the app. So really easy. I think we have a number of question templates. We also have different layouts. So again, there's people, to your point of an engaging quiz, you know, do you want to add a little icon or a photo or anything to make it more appealing, not just, you know, text. So we have like a lot of customization options, a lot of, again, like CSS color options that you can make it look within your brand. The last thing you want is for a quiz just to look like a pop-up and, you know, ruin your site experience. So we really make sure that you can like brand it within, you know, your brand, and it seems seamless to the customer. And then you can just set those logic. So really it's kind of a like, if this, then that. And it really builds the logic out for, based on the question answers, what products you're going to deliver in that quiz. And then of course you can have multiple different types of quizzes. So again, if you're focusing on different product lines, it might be, you know, easier to offer different types, which are lipstick shade versus, you know, what foundation is right for you, doing those as two separate quizzes. but we make it super easy. One of the things a lot of the customers said when they were first getting on Quizzes was just how fast and easy it was to use the builder. The other thing I think that we've done and made sure of is to make sure that we have an in-app test mode. So a lot of competitors make you push the quiz live and then it's really confusing for you to kind of like test every scenario. We've made sure that you have the ability to test that and make sure all of your logic is working, because I think that logic can be the most confusing part for building a quiz. And I think regardless of what platform you're using, it's just as a person, you're kind of figuring out like, what are the answers? What do I want to drive person to? You can make sure all of that logic is working very well before you even start the quiz. In terms of survey, very similar UX. Obviously, it's different in that there's no, it's not going to give you a product recommendation at the end. It's more just that internal feedback. But again, we use really similar UX between the two in terms of, you know, conditional logic, if you want to ask additional questions based on a response. So we make sure that the user interface is really easy.
Hey, Klaus here, just a quick one. If you like the content of this episode, subscribe to the weekly newsletter at newsletter.ecommercecoffeebreak.com. I score and curate 50 news sources so you don't have to, saving you hours of research. Grow your revenue with e-commerce news, marketing strategies, tools, podcast interviews, and more, all in a quick 3-minute read. So head over to newsletter.ecommercecoffeebreak.com to subscribe. As said, 100% free. Also, you will find the link in the show notes. And now back to the show.
You already gave some examples in regards of hair products. What are kind of specific industries, verticals, niches that this works very well in?
Yeah, I would say definitely beauty. That's why Sephora is still so great as an in-store experience. People love to test and to see and, you know, really be guided to what products are going to work well for them. So again, hair, skin, cosmetics, all of that works really well. Home care, so things like candles and scents and, you know, all of those things. I guess what I should say, it's really thinking about those offline experiences that you get shopping in store and being able to convert them. So that's where, again, something like candles, you can't smell it online, but we can help like bring that experience there by, you know, taking all of your preferences. Also, athleisure, clothes, shoe types, it's really kind of endless as long as you can really figure out who the product is for and how can I make questions to guide people to the right product.
Would you create quizzes for, I don't know, specific holidays like Mother's Day or something like that? Or would you just run them the whole year through? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely recommend having a quiz that's evergreen, you know, something again that regardless of the time of year, it's going to get people to the right product. But, you know, something we were thinking about, you know, for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, which could be like an interesting application is maybe to have a like, what gift to buy someone type of quiz. And again, that data you're collecting would probably be a little bit less valuable because it would be data about the gift receiver, not necessarily the person that is taking the quiz, but it's still going to help guide them to the right product, you know. And again, there's so much competition now that like I could look on your site, get overwhelmed, go to the next site and get a gift for someone. But if you're helping me find out based on like what this person likes, all of these things, like, you know, and again, it's that same application. So if I know that they live in this type of atmosphere and they have these hair problems, okay, I'm just giving their information instead of my information. So it could be a really great thing for like gift tool, to your point, Mother's Day. So I think there's a lot of unique ways that you can kind of spin a quiz around for seasonal or for special occasions.
Makes total sense. One question I need to ask is a lot of people are concerned about their privacy. Data privacy is a big topic. Now, I'm giving you all these details, and some people might be concerned about doing this. How do you address this?
Yeah, I think the reason that things like reviews and quizzes and surveys work so well to combat those data privacy issues is that the customers understand why they're giving you their data and they're getting something in return. So it's not just, you know, a third party is crawling my cookies and someone sold that and now I'm getting targeted an ad because I spoke about it in my phone and heard what thinking about, you know, it's not creepy in that sense. I think, you know, with reviews, more often than not, before they bought the product, they were looking at the reviews and looking at people that were similar to them. So when you ask for the, you know, when they buy that product, you ask again for that review in return. They know why you're asking because they use that information for their purchasing decision. It's, you know, not weird for them. And then if you're offering them an incentive on top of that for the review, you know, they're getting something. Same with a quiz, right? Like they're taking a quiz because they need help, because they want to be, you know, guided on your site. They want more information. They're not going to really be hesitant about, you know, clicking that button, being like, what are they going to do with it? They know what you're going to do with it. You're going to give them a recommendation. And then even with surveys too, most of the time we recommend offering an incentive, whether that's a coupon, you know, potentially loyalty points or something in exchange for that information. So usually that transparency of how it's being used and making sure what they're getting in return usually helps combat that. And again, it makes it all the more important to have methods like this to collect that data, knowing that, you know, the iOS changes, the Facebook changes, all this are making it even harder for everyone to collect it. So that's, you know, another point of how we kind of see Oquendo and the idea of super fans really helping, you know, businesses right now. It's about, in a trustworthy way, getting that information so that you can continue those long-term efforts to build those relationships with your customers that are harder to obtain right now with a lot of the challenges of the market.
Mm-hmm. What I like on your platform is that you're basically delivering reviews, referrals, loyalty out of one hand. So it's not a bunch of different apps that potentially crash with each other, or you can't get all the data into one place. So that's one big advantage. My question is, where do you start to get people into the funnel? Do you start on the homepage to get them into a quiz funnel, or do you start in your marketing already, in your Facebook ads, in your email marketing? How does that work?
I would say do it all. Like, again, you know, this is going to help drive conversion. You know, it's great. I mean, I've seen really effective ads of, you know, take our quiz, you know, that gets people excited. But again, if I'm just, you know, searching organically and I land on your homepage, you know, it's equally as important, you know, to market the quiz, let people know, you know, have a landing page or something that says, take the quiz now, or to email even your existing customers and say like, hey, not sure, you know, what's my next, take our quiz. So the more marketing you can do, especially around customer marketing programs, same for referrals as well. So our biggest recommendation is to have the referral on the post review widget. So after someone leaves, you know, you can set things for, they leave a 4 or 5 star review, automatically show them like, you know, we have a referral program, but it's also equally as important to remind them that referral program exists and to get people to do that. So kind of the effectiveness of these programs, right? They can absolutely run on their own and they will deliver results, but you're just going to amplify the results of these programs if you invest in them and really consider them part of your long-term customer marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm. I think all these different ways to get your clients, your customers into super fans, like referrals, like reviews, like loyalty, so often you need to nudge them a little bit. You need to give them some kind of reward. Do you have some examples maybe from your customers on what kind of rewards they use to get people over the edge?
Yeah. So with reviews natively, so we offer either dollar or percentage off discounts generated through Shopify coupons. So that's a really great way. Loyalty points as well. So again, yes, we are coming out with a loyalty program, and that's something that we are looking to natively integrate to ensure that, you know, for your reviews, for everything else, you can, you know, refer a friend, you can get loyalty points. To your point, bringing all those platforms together and making sure that they operate seamlessly and together as well, seamlessly, is so important. So, you know, again, rewarding people for a review with the quiz, you know, making sure the star ratings show when you have those product recommendations at the end of the quiz. That's important as well. But yeah, I'd say loyalty points. You know, we also have an integration with smile.io for gift cards as well, or sorry, rise.ai for gift cards. So anything that you can do, but I think just having an incentive in general, you can even set thresholds. So again, you want to make sure this isn't going to kill your margins, right? Like, you don't want to give away $100 on your next order, but just a little nudge. And the good thing oftentimes too about the reward is that they usually made their first purchase, or they're making their first purchase, they're going to come back again, you know? So again, like with referrals, it's, you know, if you give a reward to both a person that did the referral and the person that's being referred, you know, for that person that's already loyal to your brand, they're incentivized to make a third, fourth, fifth, sixth purchase with that one. And then you have the new person who's never tried it, who's like, okay, my friend recommended it, but giving them that coupon is going to push them over the edge to try your product. And then again, it's kind of a cycle of just, you know, making sure you're rewarding them. But again, to your point, I think it's really just that balance of what's good for your business and also motivating enough to make them take that action. But motivating them will usually pay off in the long end. So.
Absolutely right. Look on the customer lifetime value, but I think you made a very valid point there. Also look into your actual margins for the first purchase, that you're not losing too much money on acquiring a customer there. Now, when it comes to the implementation, to the setup, what's the onboarding process? What do I have to do there? And also on that one, if I'm already using other apps, can I import my data? How does that work?
Yeah, so we have a great customer success and customer support team. They'll make sure that everything that you need is imported over, especially for reviews as well. I mean, no one wants to lose if you know, on another platform, they have thousands of reviews. They don't want to lose those. So we make sure that all of those are brought over. And then in terms of quizzes, usually you wouldn't really migrate a quiz. You would kind of start fresh, think about that, but we can help migrate all of the data that you have. Again, for reviews in particular is probably the most important. We'll guide you through it and make sure it's part of onboarding. Like I said, we have an incredible team that will like hold your hand through the whole process. Each product obviously will have a different level of onboarding, you know, how you get set up for each product. But they're great. They have all the recommendations. We have an amazing help center. So we try to make it as easy as possible for everyone to kind of like get up, get running after they download the app, you know, quick up, seeing revenue fast.
Okay. Another important question. What's your pricing structure? How much does Immersion need to calculate to get started?
Yeah. So our pricing is based on order volume. So we have different tiers based on, you know, how much monthly order volume you have. We do have annual pricing options, but we are monthly as well. So you can obviously get a discount for going annual, but, you know, our kind of philosophy is love not locked in. So we know some of our competitors only do annual. We want to give merchants the option for whatever works best for them. And then our pricing is obviously by product. By plan. So again, the plan is by order volume, but we do offer flexible bundled pricing so that everyone can kind of get discounts for the more Okendo products they add. And our things range from anywhere from about $19 a month for, you know, a small SMB for just reviews, and then all the way up to, you know, custom advanced pricing for really large enterprise brands. So we really want to make sure, you know, we have it being accessible for everyone.
That makes sense. Cool. Before we come to the end of our coffee break today, is there anything that you want to leave or want to share with our listeners that we haven't covered yet?
Yeah. I mean, I just think, you know, the biggest thing right now, you know, in terms, I think we talked a little bit about the challenges, but, you know, we know the pain you're feeling, you know, competition is high, you know, operating costs are high, and then consumer expectations are high. So with Okendo, we really look again, to use those super fans to help you combat those challenges and make sure that, you know, you can grow in this crazy time in a single platform. So saving your time team and saving your team time and money and resources. So that's kind of what we're here for.
Okay. It is a crazy time, but e-commerce is growing. So I think investing into e-commerce is a good investment. Where can people find out more about you guys?
Yeah, you can visit us at okendo.io to find out more information, or you can just find me on LinkedIn. Lizzie Kolinsky, more than happy to connect you with someone on our team as well.
Sounds great. I will put the links in the show notes, then you just one click away. Lindsay, thanks so much for giving us an overview of what you do. I think the quiz idea is a great one. I definitely will figure it out or try it out myself to see how it works, and that a lot of people will do so as well. Thanks so much for your time today.
Great. Thanks so much.
Hey, Klaus here. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the e-commerce coffee break podcast. Before you go, I'd like to ask two things from you. First, please help me with the algorithm so I can bring more impactful guests on the show. It will make it also easier for others to discover the podcast. Simply like, comment, and subscribe in the app you're using to listen to the podcast. And even better, if you could leave a rating. Thanks again, and I catch you in the next episode. Have a good one.